I was distracted. It's pretty cool to think about. He said these things about his eating his flesh and drinking his blood in the synagogue of Capernaum. And some of us got to be there a few months ago. It's kind of powerful to think that was a real place and a real time and a real moment of Jesus revealing his tremendous gift of the Eucharist. St. Paul, I don't know, this is just me. Normally when you read this reading, at least when I normally read this experience of the conversion of St. Paul, I get stuck on a beautiful teaching that St. Paul realized when he was persecuting the Christians, the early Christian community, and then God says to him, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." That connection between Jesus and his church, it's so intimate that you cannot look for God or try to find God or say you believe in God when you don't believe in his church. You don't accept that community that he united to himself in that wedding of Pentecost. The two became one. And what you do to those brothers and sisters whom you see is done to him. What you did not do to the least of your brothers and sisters, you did not do for him. And St. Paul would come to experience that firsthand when Jesus says to him, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." St. Paul could say, "I never saw you. What are you talking about?" And yet what he was doing was being done to God himself. I was actually confused, or rather distracted, when he says, "I am." "Who are you, sir?" "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Like Yahweh, "I am." That's who I am. "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." But then you look at St. Paul, and I appreciate Ananias, because he's us. He's the church saying, "Oh my gosh, wait, you're asking me to do this hard thing, go reach out to this guy who's breathing murderous threats and bringing back the Christians in chains, and how many maybe he's put to death," right? It doesn't say threats, it says murderous threats. Like, get into the heart of Saul in this moment. This is a bad dude going after the Christians. And Ananias is right. Like, this guy with his sins, with his background, I'm not going near that guy. And yet, God would say, that's not who he is. He is my chosen instrument of mine to bear my name. It's kind of the identity of every Christian. My chosen instrument to bear my name. We can ponder that, because I'm sure St. Paul himself kind of struggled with it. It's interesting, he was blinded for 3 days. Connecting us always to 3 days where Jesus was dead in the tomb. You have to, and I have to, and we have to die to the old me, the old way of seeing myself, the old way, an old man or woman of sin, and be reborn. Later on, Luke would just kind of arbitrarily change his name to the Greek version and call him Paul. But it also represents a profound change, or rather, a discovering of the deepest reality. What was on the surface was just surface. But the real Paul was underneath. Later on, St. Paul himself would say, "By God's grace, I am what I am. And his grace has not been ineffective in me." In other words, I don't boast of my own qualities. I know who I am. I know what my past was. But by his grace, I've come to discover who I truly am. And by his grace, I am sustained in who I truly am. Did St. Paul have relapses? Did he have moments of looking back and kind of feeling the weight of his past and the weight of his shame and his sins? Like, remember, murderous threats. I killed, perhaps, some of the early Christians. I sat there and watched Stephen being stoned to death, and I did nothing. In fact, I approved of it. And I took it as my own responsibility to do that to other people. How often that would come to burden St. Paul. How often the weight of his past would kind of try to redefine him as who he was instead of who he is. Eventually he would come to say, "I now live by faith. Not by the echoes of my past, not by the voices whispering who you are because of what you did. I live by faith. And I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me." It's the journey of every Christian, and it's an ongoing journey. It's never like really a one and done. It's an ongoing process. Claiming who we are, owning who we are. I believe in what God has done for me. I believe in the truth that has been spoken over me. And I put more faith in that than the faith in my own experience of who I was or things I did in the past. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. This man or this woman, Christian, you are my chosen instrument to bear my name. May our Blessed Mother intercede for us, the Christians of today, those who continue to go through that experience and bear the name of Jesus Christ in their weakness, amidst their weakness and their struggles, to live by faith in the Son of God who loved you and me and gave himself up for you and for me. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.